T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Popcorn
rip.
On three. 1, 2, 3.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling in hour number two. Shane Dennis, yours truly. Jad Chambers producing the show. Good to have you with us. 869-1240 is the hotline number. Feel free to join the show at your convenience. Shane, every now and then, you see places, teams, players, whatever the case may be, individuals who can't get out of their, his, her, whatever, own way. K-State seems to be going through a cycle right now where they just can't seem to get out of their own way. Guys being infected in the football program, insensitive racial remarks, the firestorm that comes from it, all very understandable. But my goodness, what's going on in Manhattan, Kansas?
Well, the tweet wasn't by any athlete, so that wasn't anything brought on by a student athlete. But they are calling for major change at Kansas State. A student's tweet last week, not a student athlete, but just a student, was sent by a kid named Jaden McNeil. And his tweet said, quote, "Congratulations to George Floyd on being drug-free for an entire month," unquote. So that tweet, in and of itself, we can unpack in a little bit. But K-State football players on Saturday said that they planned on boycotting team activities until school officials create a policy that would allow a student athlete to be expelled for openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful actions. And initially, I was concerned for the student athletes that are boycotting slash protesting slash not gonna do, you know, take part in any team activities until this kid got kicked out of school. But I'm glad to see, and I don't know if it's been amended or they have shifted their stance to just having K-State put a policy in place that moving forward would be dismissible. But if you, well, I'll just say this. If K-State elected to, and I don't think they're going to, but, and if they have, correct me if I'm wrong. If they expel Jaden McNeil, he would sue the pants off of Kansas State.
Of course he would.
And would probably win. While distasteful, that one sentence tweet, he would, if he got kicked out for that, he would lawyer up and he would win. And he could have his name all over that university on those buildings if he really wanted to. And I think that's why, obviously, the K-State administration has proceeded so cautiously. This is as unsavory as it is, it's a freedom of speech thing. And I admire the student athletes for wanting to boycott, but moving for someone to be expelled for that, I think they're barking up the wrong tree. Now, wanting change and wanting reform in the policy at K-State, certainly, fine, go right ahead. This is your absolute time to do it. But maybe things have changed a little bit, or they've softened a little bit as far as wanting Jaden McNeil's head on a stick and wanting him kicked out of school. I just don't think you can't go that far if you're K-State, and I think that's the reason why I haven't done anything just yet.
I would agree based on freedom of speech and especially the right given to him under the U.S. Constitution for said freedom of speech. But it takes something pretty nutty to really drop my jaw. And that was a jaw-dropping tweet when I saw that. I thought, really? This young man who basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, described it off as a joke, which is even more remarkably insensitive. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, telling jokes in bad taste is not anything new.
No,
not in the Twitter sphere. And apparently, he was forced to. It was removed. He was forced deleted. He was forced to delete the original Floyd tweet. This McNeil kid describes himself as a founder of a conservative group called America First Students. He has about 32,000 followers on Twitter. And he said 3 days ago on Twitter, "It's been over 48 hours in Kansas State, still hasn't reached out to me. Publicly, they say I lack basic decency and condemn me for making a joke, while the mob of students doxing and threatening me is yet to be condemned, much less punished. They are complicit in this." So we got some heels being dug in. Student athletes wanting something to happen policy-wise in the wake of this Jaden McNeil tweet. And you got Jaden McNeil coming back over the top and saying, "I haven't heard from K-State, even though I'm getting barbecued."
Sure.
You know, I'm barring a term there. And criticizing K-State and how they treat members of their quote-unquote family. So, let me ask you this. What is Kansas State University's next move as far as drawing up something that would discourage the reaction from their student athletes or student body, number one, but this would have to be a really all-encompassing type of rule change that would really infringe upon your First Amendment rights the minute you enroll at Kansas State, wouldn't it? I mean, K-State's administration's over a barrel here, I feel like.
They're in a difficult position because the problem is the definition of racism depends on the perspective of the person who is defining it or who it is affecting. And that's a very difficult blanket to throw over an issue. I found that to be a racially insensitive remark. But when you start rolling out things like freedom of speech, you're going to have very strict lines of definition here, and that's a difficult thing to do, I think.
Is that how, free speech how much? Go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say free speech is a wonderful thing, and it's uniquely American for a reason. But there's a responsibility that goes along with free speech. And I just don't think that you can be, there's a line that you can go over that becomes damaging, and that to me, free speech shouldn't cover. But
well, yeah, I was going to say free speech doesn't protect you from everything, especially
right.
when it comes
it
to
doesn't.
Your employer. You know,
right? It just doesn't, and you can't use free speech for every single thing that you want to blurt out there. And I'm not saying this young man is, but that's part of the issue. So
could you envision or could you hear, for example? To go back, and we're old and white, spoiler, reminder, 25 years
True.
Ago, can you imagine Andrew Dice Clay saying that in his stand-up? I can.
Sure.
You know, some of the,
yes.
Sam Kinison, Andrew Dice
yes.
Clay, some of these guys
sure.
are just totally foul-mouthed, yep. and that's how that they get their laughs, by being vulgar and over the top with their joke-telling. To me, that's kind of what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I can see why the student athletes are offended, but I can also see why that the administration, if not the higher ups, you know, the president and people at Kansas State aren't gathering their legal team around them and say, all right, what can we do and what can we not do here? Because we got a real thing on our hands. The quote from the players, football players, wrote a letter, and this was Saturday, so it's a little bit dated, but said, quote, we are demanding that Kansas State University put a policy in place that allows a student to be dismissed for displaying openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful actions toward a student or group of students. We have resolved that we cannot play, practice, or meet until these demands are heard and actions taken. We love Kansas State, but we must stand together and protect all students moving forward, unquote. The blurry line here is the part of that said, until these demands are heard and actions taken. Like, I can't imagine the definition there is really strict as far as your move, K-State, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they just do something to, I don't know if appease is the right word, but to show that,
well, they need to recognize, they need to hear. Look, so much of what's going on is about people learning through listening, and you have to be able to listen before you can hear. Uncomfortable notions, discussions, things of that nature. That so many of us have turned a blind eye or a deaf ear to for too many years. These are conversations that have to be had. There's no question about it. And that should always be the goal of any institution of higher learning, in my opinion. Inclusion, diversity. Always forwarding the proposition of learning and to, makes a much more well-rounded academic society and as such puts better people into the world. So you hope that Kansas State in dealing with this can listen to the voices and the collective voices and the well-organized and thoughtful voices of their student athletes, white and black, on their football team in particular, that, and well, any team, and move forward. And that's my hope, is that people listen, and that it provokes thought, and that provoking thought makes you move off center.
And that tough talk, whether backed up or not, at least gets the attention of those that the K-State student-athletes are trying to get the attention of.
Exactly.
And that's the administration and the president and things like that. Part of my concern was, when I first saw this, was Joshua Youngblood's tweet. I think he's a wide receiver. his tweet was in response to Jaden McNeil's quote-unquote joke. Joshua Youngblood tweeted, "I'm not coming back until he kicked out at K-State."
Yeah.
Well, you're probably not coming back, Joshua, and I hope that's not the case. But, again, expelling a student for a tweet, probably a bridge too far, and the university knows it. But Joshua Youngblood's disgust is duly noted. And he's had more than just football teammates gather around in support. K-State officials, and this according to FoxNews.com, K-State officials have said they're exploring their options for action after Jaden McNeil's tweet. School President Richard Myers said Friday that, quote, "divisive statements do not represent for the values of our university," unquote. That's nice to say, but Kansas State has a big decision to make, if not a big policy change to make. And we'll see if those student-athletes at K-State come off their stance at all.
Yeah, and Josh Youngblood, by the way, yes, he is a receiver, but better. I mean, he was the Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Year as a freshman. Returned 3 kickoffs for a touchdown. I'm just giving you the background information on who this kid is. It doesn't change his message, and it doesn't change.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just, for purposes of background, had one of the best freshman seasons in the country of any player. So, but.
No, all right, I mean, K-State, it's your move.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you thought it was bad, or it was, when COVID-19 positive tests were putting Manhattan on the map. Now they're in the crosshairs of people all over the country for a different reason. For Jaden McNeil making a off-color one-sentence Twitter joke. Oh, the world we live in, huh?
It is the world we live in, but, and my goodness, young man, really? You didn't think twice about that before you hit tweet?
Believe me, Bruce, there have been dumber tweets.
Yes, I know.
Insensitive tweets.
I know.
By a
right.
thousand.
No, you're right. Yes.
And I'm honestly surprised that it caught fire like it did. Like, who? I know he has 32,000 followers, but. I'm a little surprised that this reached a fever pitch with the football team, that this
yeah.
I don't want to call him a nobody, but just he's a little more than just some random student because he's the head of some student organization. But so here we are. Like I said,
well,
his joke.
And on top of it,
I've seen way worse. Do way less.
And isn't his? And doesn't he have a relationship with someone who heads the architecture department at K-State? I mean, I mean, on top of it. And correct me if I'm wrong on that. I'll do a better background check on that. But I mean, he's a. There's an element of that, too, that goes into it. So there's a lot of elements working on the tweet that he decided to send out. So,
all right. Speaking of racial injustice and not having much to do with the COVID, Fred VanVleet, Wichita State's own, has been in the news in the last 24 hours as he spoke very candidly about going back to work, playing basketball, and frankly, Fred doesn't think it's a good idea, and it doesn't have anything to do with COVID. Stay tuned. We'll reveal what we mean next as Sports Daily continues on a Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.